News. I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden's re-election bid took more blows from his own allies today. Sagar Magani has the latest.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is stopping short of saying President Biden should continue his re-election bid amid a Democratic split over the president's path. Pelosi is seen as one of the few Democrats who could influence the president's thinking, but tells MSNBC it's his call.
It's up to the president to decide.
The president insists he will not bow out. Asked if she wants him to stay in the race, Pelosi did not offer an endorsement.
I want him to do whatever he decides to do.
And now he's not only facing opposition on Capitol Hill, but also Hollywood.
It was there and you let it go and you think to yourself, what if I had stopped?
Actor George Clooney is urging him to drop out. In a New York Times op-ed, Clooney notes he hosted a fundraiser for the president 3 weeks ago. He says the Joe Biden he was with then was not the Joe Biden of years past, and instead was the same man we all witnessed at the debate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At the NATO summit, the alliance declared Ukraine is on an irreversible path to membership, but only after its war with Russia ends. Meantime, the Netherlands and Denmark say F-16 fighters are on the way and will be flying this summer. The Israeli military has urged all Palestinians to leave Gaza City and head south ahead of another offensive. Frustration in Houston, where nearly 1.4 million homes and businesses remain without power after Hurricane Beryl. And opening statements today in Alec Baldwin's trial in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Prosecutor Erlinda Ocampo-Johnson.
The evidence will show that someone who played make-believe with a real gun and violated the cardinal rules of firearm safety is the defendant, Alexander Baldwin.
Defense attorney Alex Spiro told jurors Baldwin committed no crime, saying he was an actor acting. This is AP News. The founder of Archegos Capital Management has been convicted of securities fraud. Federal prosecutors say Bill Wang artificially inflated the values of nearly a dozen stocks before the investments collapsed, wiping out $100 billion in market value. Regulators have slapped Citigroup with a $136 million fine for failing to fix long-standing internal control issues. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Wall Street's blistering rally stretched into a seventh day, vaulting the U.S. stock market to more all-time highs. The S&P 500 jumped 1%. The Nasdaq Composite added 1.2% to the all-time high it set a day before. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 429 points. That's about 1.1%. Big technology companies led the way again after a major chip supplier reported how much its revenue jumped in June. A frenzy around AI has been a major reason the U.S. stock market has climbed to record highs this year. Investors are also hoping the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.